The plan for a new online song subscription service to be licensed by the recording industry was proposed yesterday as music companies continue to jockey for position on the internet. The deal involves Real Networks and three of the big five record labels, Bertelsmann, AOL, Time Warner, and EMI. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The four companies announced that they were forming MusicNet, which will offer an online music subscription service. Eric Shirer, an analyst with Forrester Research, says this is indeed a big deal.
This is probably the most important announcement that's come through so far in the legitimate music marketplace.
Why is that?
Through MusicNet, what's going to happen is independent third-party distributors will come to MusicNet and make relationships with them to get access to all of the music from these important record labels. Then they'll be able to decide exactly what packages they want to offer, exactly what services they want to offer, and what price to sell it at.
This company will compete directly with another subscription service announced last week by the other two major labels, Sony and Vivendi Universal. But Eric Shirer says he believes that eventually both of those companies will join in the effort. And the representatives of the new company said that Napster might become a player in the new service if it was able to bring itself into conformity with copyright law. Real Networks, the maker of Real Player, the most popular internet music player, will provide the technology for the new venture and will hold a 40% stake. And Real Networks will be one of the first two distribution partners, the other being online giant AOL. Executives of MusicNet would not say anything about the price distributors will charge for their subscriptions, and they also wouldn't say whether the service would use the popular MP3 format. What they did say is that whatever format is used, there will be digital rights software embedded in the music, which will control how the music can be used and copied. And how soon can we expect to see these new services? Again, Eric Shirer.
I don't think that before the end of 2001 would be too optimistic a time frame. I think at least the initial licensees, AOL and Real Networks, are likely to be offering services based on MusicNet by the end of the year.
John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.